This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Close to 4,000 people made their way to North Texas Red Cross shelters to escape Hurricane Harvey and the catastrophic flooding that came with it. The storm claimed lives, homes, and people's sense of security. One man left Port Arthur for good to start over in Fort Worth, with high hopes of restarting his career, too. Spend some time with Lewis Small, and one thing becomes clear. The man is a perfectionist. His apartment is sparkling. No dishes in the sink. Everything's in its place. There's a perfectly set table at all times. He wakes up at the crack of dawn every day to iron his clothes, eat breakfast, and pack his lunch for work.
Next will be for my lunch sandwich.
Then he walks out of his Fort Worth apartment and hoofs it to his job at the neighboring car wash.
So one day I was standing out there. I said, well, I'm going to walk over to the car wash and see if they're hiring. And I went over there, fill out the application. And then he called me to come in for an interview. And it couldn't have been better blessed to where I don't have to catch a bus. I could walk to work. It only take me 2 minutes.
Small likes the work for now, and he's happy. In the long run, though, he wants a different kind of job. Warehouse work, driving a forklift, loading and unloading shipments. The kind of job he wasn't able to find in Port Arthur.
Well, I wasn't working. I was unemployed.
The October unemployment rate in Port Arthur was 9.5%. Compare that to 3% in the Dallas-Fort Worth-Arlington metro area. In September, the month following Hurricane Harvey, unemployment in Port Arthur jumped to 12%. Small says that's the main reason he decided to leave his flooded apartment behind and head to North Texas.
Because I think I needed a new start to focus on my last career. You know, I'm up in age right now, and I needed a new start.
To get to that new start, he had to get through Hurricane Harvey. Small and his cousin shared a first-floor apartment in Port Arthur, which they fortified with sandbags as the storm approached. The water got in anyway, and it was knee-high by the time they climbed to the second story of the complex to wait for help.
The sofas and the beds was already flooded, so we went upstairs to the second floor to the breezeway. We had a chair, and we both had a blanket, and that's all we had.
Small and his cousin spent the night up there, sleeping in chairs the best they could. He says helicopters arrived to evacuate people with medical conditions first, then help came for them.
Volunteers with boats came, got us, and they told us we can only take one bag of clothes apiece, and that's what we did. The rest we had to leave behind.
He landed, with his one bag of clothes, at the Wilkerson Grinds Athletic Center shelter in Fort Worth. After a few weeks there and a few more in a hotel, Catholic Charities Fort Worth and Fort Worth Housing Solutions helped him find an apartment. He's confident a long-term job will follow.
Well, they got more opportunities out here. They have plenty of warehouses out here.
Lori Larea, president of Workforce Solutions Greater Dallas, says the job market in North Texas looks good for workers like Small. She can't say the same about Port Arthur.
They've gone through some really hard times in the last several years, starting back with Ike and the latest with Harvey. They've never really gotten to recoup the losses, and I think it shows in the marketplace.
Larea lived in Port Arthur herself until she was 26 years old and says it's a refinery city, with some manufacturing mixed in, too. The job market is not very diverse.
It's a wonderful place to grow up, I have to say. But it is a community that does not thrive on big highways and large shopping areas and downtown market, as we do in the Metroplex.
And Larea says there's a lot of demand for skilled workers in North Texas. She says if Lewis Small, a man in his 50s, wants to move his career in a different direction, this is a good place to do it.
Today, we're working into our 70s, partly out of necessity, but partly out of youthful energy. So he may have a 20-year history left in the market, and there is definitely a talent need in this community.
Small definitely has the work ethic to succeed in a new career. He puts in 6 days a week at the car wash. 6 days, never seven.
I'm off on Sundays. I don't work on Sundays. That's the Lord's day.
His church home for Sunday morning worship? Grace Tabernacle Baptist. Other Hurricane Harvey evacuees have also joined the congregation.
My church family, Grace Tabernacle, they have been so wonderful to us, all of us from Port Arthur.
On this particular Sunday, the worship service has ended, but Lewis Small is still in his perfectly pressed church clothes. An impressive dinner sits warming on the stove.
I started cooking at 3 this morning. I made a meatloaf. I got macaroni and cheese, mustard greens. I got red beans with ham hocks in it, and a cornbread.
It's enough to feed a small army, which is what Small was going for. He invited people from church and folks he knew from Port Arthur to come over whenever it's convenient. And if they can't make it, he says he'll drop by later with a plate. Courtney Collins, KERA News.